Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I really was drawn by this piece in the Hartford Current, you know, about the real estate market here in Connecticut. And, you know, we talk a lot of real estate on the show. We talk about lack of supply, lack of affordable housing. And the angle here was that, and the headline is, Airbnb listings put squeeze on rental availability in Connecticut. Here's what experts say drives the 2025 market. Just a really good piece. Sean Krofcik wrote it for The Current, and he joins us now on Brian & Company. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming on. I guess I'll start maybe broader. I mean, relative to the rest of the country, how bad is Connecticut for people who want to rent?
Yeah, so from what I uncovered, it's one of the worst as far as renters, according to a consumer report that I found. And
like in the entire country, I mean, it's as bad as it is in any, like in New York or wherever. It's that bad.
Yes, it is bad, but. Yeah, and this Airbnb angle is something that my editors asked me to look into because they saw a lot of listings online. They said, Sean, you know, can you look into this to see if this is having an effect on the shortage for long-term rentals? And, you know, I was able to talk to a few experts about it. And they came up with the different ideas. And like you mentioned in the opening, the supply and demand has been a big issue.
Well, is the Airbnb side of it, how much does it factor into the overall problem?
Well, some of the experts were saying it is a factor. I guess it started, got worse during COVID. One expert was telling me about 4 years ago, we got an influx more of people coming in from out of state and remote working out of the city, and they were able to work from farther away from cities like New York, and because they didn't have to drive in every day. And the Airbnbs kind of decreased apartment and housing availability, and it actually has been competition for hotels at all. That's an angle I kind of wanted to look into more at some point as well. But I guess it's just so densely populated in the Northeast that people are finding difficult more places to build.
We're talking with Sean Krofcik from the Hartford Current here on Brian & Company about the piece really focuses on a bit of a market outlook and analysis for 2025, but the springboard was the rental market and the possible impact of Airbnbs. The Airbnbs that you looked into, like what's the range of things here? Are we talking like rooms within people's homes, full homes, apartments? Like what? I mean, I'm sure there's a range, but what's the bulk of it?
Yeah, a wide range, ranging from $50 a night to, to hundreds of dollars. The Airbnbs, some of the experts are saying, is a great source of income for these homeowners. And they have a very strong a market. While they're looking for a better market to, and better bank rates and better mortgage rates to sell their homes, they're using this time to use them as Airbnbs.
Hmm. We're talking with Sean Krofcik from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company. So we talk, a lot of it is people just maybe want to sell or what have you, but they're waiting for the market to sort of loosen up, which now with interest rates being stubbornly high, who knows when that'll happen. It's a pretty comprehensive piece in general. Any other elements of your reporting that you think is important for listeners to know about?
Well, I know I spoke with one particular landlord and owner, and he was just telling me that it's a lot more work to rent out a short-term rental or an Airbnb, but they're willing to do it just because it's so challenging right now to rent out long-term and to sell properties in general. And one of the possible solutions they were looking at that didn't work, he didn't think the New York City Fair Rent Commissions were good, and they were kind of killing the landlords in general. And so the reason he said that you can't make money in long-term rentals anymore and landlord and tenant laws that are skewed and so tenant friendly. And that's why they're shifting more towards Airbnbs. And he mentioned during COVID and when people were told to just stay home and stay safe and not worry about the rent, he said that particular time really pushed landlords away from long-term rentals.
Interesting stuff, Sean. We appreciate it. And again, if you go to current.com, the piece, again, is Airbnb listings put squeeze on rental availability in Connecticut. Here's what experts say drives the 2025 market. Thanks for coming on, Sean. Hope we talk again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. Sean Krofcik from the Hartford Current joining us here on Brian and Company.